Broncos returned to the field Monday for a late practice for the first time since having some time off during the bye week. It also saw the return of Javon Walker, who expects to play Sunday after missing 2 weeks with an injured knee. For the Broncos, the bye came at a good time.
Yeah, it's always tough after a loss, especially the way we lost. But you're right, we did have a few guys hurt, a couple guys hopefully healed up and get a chance to get a few extra days of practice in. And Sunday night football against the Steelers, it's in our backyard, and it can get a whole lot bigger than that.
I think any time you have a bye week, you kind of go back to basics and fundamentals, and that's all we've done is, you know, gives you a chance to kind of take a look, do some self-scouting, and see, all right, where we've been missing. You can look at the whole body of work, and it's pretty obvious what we need to work on, and you try to address it. And I think most of all, it gave us a little breather. Everybody come back with a fresh attitude and ready to turn this thing around.
Lynch spent the bye week on Fox NFL Sunday, possibly auditioning himself for a career after football.
That's something I've certainly interested in entertaining. I used to know that's what I wanted to do. I went back to kind of test it again. All right, is this something I want to do in the future? And I had a great time. And so we'll see. I think it's a great opportunity to still stay involved with the game. I keep mentioning, but that's what those guys do out there. They have a ton of fun, and you're talking football, and getting paid to do it, not a bad deal.
While the Broncos have been away from the field the last few days, the Colorado Rockies have been marching their way through the playoffs. The Rockies are just one win away from the World Series, and the Broncos have still been taking notice.
Oh, man, I got to get some tickets. You know, I'm definitely on the bandwagon. I hope they win it. I told them, whoever's hot at the end, you get in.
You ever seen a team that hot, 20-21?
Not in baseball. No, not in baseball.
I think it's probably more exciting, looking from the outside in than it is from the inside out. Because you can see, guys kind of taking it game by game and really focusing on the job at hand and not getting kind of caught up into the hoopla, but just kind of concentrating on their job. So it's been fun to watch.
It's phenomenal. It really is. And it's just, it's incredible. They're unfazed by anything. I mean, they faced Cy Young winners, last year's Cy Young winner, this year's probable Cy Young winner. Doesn't matter. Whoever's thrown out there, they just go get the job done, and they're playing with a level of confidence that's awesome, and it's been fun to watch.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.